I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roman Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out. AllAussieRadio.com.au.
Now syndicated too.
Backwater Country, 87.6 FM.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
At 9 PM. All interviews are live.
And on location.
And may vary in audio quality from segment to segment.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, again, we're all over the shop.
We are, yes.
We kick off in Burren Junction.
Yes, where you chat with Eric and Annie.
Now, Eric and Annie are an English couple.
Right.
They came to Australia to find sunshine.
There's plenty of that here.
And they said they found it in Perth.
Right.
So they live in WA, but they've got this incredible motorhome and they tow a four-wheel drive behind it and they love to travel.
Nice.
And we met them at Burren Junction at the Bull Bars.
Yes, we did.
So we've got a really interesting discussion with those two, finding out what it's like to be on the road for really long extended periods.
Right, okay.
They do have a home there in Perth, but they do love to travel.
Right.
So our second guest
is Beck from the Bollen Cafe.
Now, wasn't she a lovely lady?
Yes, she was.
Oh, my goodness.
Very helpful.
Very helpful. Helped our friend out.
Yes, they did.
Put us on to somebody who could help our mate change a tyre.
Yep.
So she was really, really helpful. But apart from that, she's got that lovely cafe.
Yes, she has.
And she's tireless, this girl.
I know. She's up early in the morning making muffins and everything else. And
she's up at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, I know.
The cafe opens at 5:30.
Yep.
And you can get
those early travellers going through.
Absolutely. And Bollen is such a lovely place. And, of course, they've got that fabulous campground.
Yes, the Wollum Creek.
Campground. And sensational. We spoke about that on last week's program.
Yes.
And straight after that.
You're chatting to Anthony Boy Turnbull.
Anthony Boy Turnbull. Now, what can we talk about him? What can we say about him before he comes on?
Well, we met him in Thargaminda, and he's a artist that does Aboriginal art.
He does. He's been taught in the traditional Aboriginal style.
Yes.
And he learnt, I think, about 16 years of age.
Right.
Was when he started to get interested in painting, and he's been doing it ever since. He's got a business called... Which Way Art Creations. So if you want to find out anything about this guy, check him out. He's on Facebook, I think.
Right.
And... he does lovely traditional Aboriginal painting, and he paints just about anything, doesn't he? He's got a thing what we would call a lazy Susan.
Yes. But he calls it which way.
He calls it a which way, because whichever way you need to turn that thing to get the salt and pepper in the food or whatever, that's it. So it's not a lazy Susan, listeners. It's in fact called a which way. So he's a very interesting character.
He is.
And he even had a surfboard painted.
Right.
Which I believe he sold at Thargaminda at the Shearer Shindig for $2,000.
Wow.
So that will give you an indication of this man's ability as an artist. Mm. $2,000 for a painted surfboard.
Very good.
Now, before we actually start the program, listeners, Linny, we've had a request.
Right.
Okay. Now, we don't often get requests on this show, but we always play music as requested by...
the people we interview.
Correct. Now, this person and his wife, they tune in all the time.
Yep.
They travel heaps.
Yep.
And they messaged us and said, look, we don't get to see you on the road because we're always in different places, but we'd love if you'd play a song to us and do a bit of a shout out.
Right.
It's Anne and Mike.
Right,
yes. Now, they come from Goulburn.
Yes, they do.
But guess where they are?
I don't know. Where are they?
Uluru.
Oh, they're there now, are they? Lucky them.
They're at Uluru. Absolutely. And they said that they love Uluru. He calls it, Mike calls it Ayers Rock.
Yep.
He says, nah, it's Ayers Rock to me. It'll always be Ayers Rock. That's what I was educated. But, of course, it is Uluru. And he said to me, can you play a song by John Williamson?
Right, yes.
From his Mally Boy album.
Yep.
So what do you think he's asked me for?
Raining on the Rock.
That's the one, Lynn. You've got it. So we're going to put this on for Mike and Anne. And then straight after that, we've got a great selection of music.
As requested by the people we interview.
So, Lynn, what do you think?
On with the show.
Thank you.
pastel red to burgundy and spinifex to gold. We've just come out of the Mulga where the plains forever roll. And Albert Namajira has painted all the scenes, and a shower has changed the luster of his land. And it's raining on the rock in a beautiful country, and I'm proud to travel this big land like an Aborigine. And it's raining on the rock, what an almighty sight to see. And I'm wishing on a postcard that you were here with me. Everlasting daisies and a beautiful desert rose. Where does their beauty come from? Heaven knows. I could ask the wedge-tail, but he's away too high. I wonder if he understands. It's wonderful to fly, and it's raining on the rock in a beautiful country, and I'm proud to travel this big land like an Aborigine. And it's raining on the rock, what an almighty sight to see. Wishing on a postcard that you were here with me. It cannot be described with a picture, mesmerizing colors of the alders, or the grandeur of the rock. Uluru has power, and it's raining on the rock in a beautiful country, and I'm proud to travel this big land like an Aborigine. It's raining on the rock, what an almighty sight to see. And I'm wishing on a postcard that you were here with me.
There we go. That's going out to Mike and Anne, and they're out at Uluru. They come from Goulburn, and they're not a guest on the program. In fact, they've never been a guest on the program, but they tune into the program each and every week, and they said, could you please play us a song? And why not? They're regular listeners, and we'd love to catch up with you somewhere on the road, Mike and Anne, and you can tell us of some of your adventures, okay? Some of the fabulous places you've been to. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware, Mike, Anne, but that song, Raining on the Rock, that came from Johnny Williamson's sixth album. And the album was released in 1986, now peaked at number 9 on the Kent Music Report, becoming Johnny Williamson's first top 10 album. And at the inaugural ARIA Awards in 87, the album won ARIA Award for Best Country Album. Now, in 1987... Country Music Association of Australia, the album won Album of the Year, okay, at the 1988 Awards. It's one of my most favourite albums, and I can understand why Mike and Anne selected a song from that. Apart from, of course, they are at Uluru. Not sure if it's raining out there. They just said, can you play it for us? Anyway, We're going to now continue on with our first two guests.
Okay, listeners, Phil C here. This is Raymond Oz, and we're on allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated 97.7 Tasman FM, 87.6 Backwater Country. And we're at Burren Junction. And I'm chatting with a couple of English people, Eric and Annie. How are you both going today?
We're doing well. We're doing really well. We're loving it.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us, Annie and Eric. Now, you guys are from Perth, is that right, Eric?
That's right, mate, yeah. We're from Perth, the northern suburbs of Perth. We've been there 35 years. We came to Australia for the weather and we got it in Perth.
35 years? You sound like you got off the boat yesterday.
I know. I've got a pretty strong accent.
So you're both retired?
Yes, we are.
And you've got a place of abode? Yes. Got your home? You're not living on the road?
No.
You got a pretty impressive rig here. How big is this? It's a Sunliner motorhome. How big is it, Eric?
It's 8 metres.
Okay. And does it require a standard licence?
No, LR. So I had to go to the next licence. Okay. Up. Yeah.
An LR, so that's light rigid?
Light rigid, yeah.
Okay. So what's it got inside it?
It's got everything. It's got a separate shower and toilet. It's got a queen-size bed. It's got two leather lounge suites, two TVs.
Oh, my goodness.
Air conditioning, built-in Jenny, washing machine.
You're making our listeners jealous, Eric. When you said everything, it's got
it's
everything.
It's got everything.
It's got everything. And you're pulling everything. A small Suzuki?
Jimny, yeah.
A Jimny behind, and that's a four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive, yeah.
So you do a bit of exploring, I suppose.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely we do, yeah. Absolutely.
So you park up the motorhome and then, and then you go for a bit of an explore.
Yeah, a bit of explore.
Fantastic. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you this, Annie. You do have a home in Perth.
Yeah.
And 8 metre mobile home.
Yeah.
What's it like for you as a lady?
It takes a bit of getting used to initially. You know, you're dancing around each other. My husband is a little bit uncoordinated.
Oh,
so.
Gosh. Okay, let's pick on Eric.
Every day, mate.
He stands on my feet, on the dog's feet, but we've learnt to dance around each other. Okay. Once we've got into that, we're fine.
Okay, so how long have you had it, Annie?
About 4 years.
Has it taken you 4 years to get used to it, or have you gotten used to it pretty quickly?
Before we had this, we had another, so we were used to it.
Okay.
So
when you go for trips, you come from Perth, and here we are now in Burren Junction, so you're a fair way from home. How long have you been on the road?
6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah, well, a bit less than that, but yeah. We set off on April Fool's Day, which all our friends said was very, very, very apt.
April Fool's Day. But you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, we have, but
so you're not a couple of motorhome virgins,
I do a blog, and I put on that on all our accidents, and, you know, and we are known as, or we are friends, we are known as A&E for accident emergency.
Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, not a problem. So how long are you on the trip for? How long are you on the road for?
We're thinking about 4 months. We've got no time frame, really.
Okay.
But we're hoping to make it to Cooktown in Queensland.
Okay. Cooktown.
Yeah. Cooktown.
Jeez. And how long do you think it's going to take you to get there?
We don't know yet. We've got last year we went away and we booked quite a lot in WA. We booked, you know, all the main centres, but this time we haven't booked anything. So we've got no idea, really. But we've got no time for them to go back home. So yeah.
Fabulous. So who looks after your home? You got family at home, sons, daughters?
Well, I've just got family. We've got really good neighbours.
Okay. So they just take care of everything for you. Yeah. So no worries. Yeah. Cut the lawns and do all that stuff.
That's it, mate, yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
I've got to pay a lawnmower man to do more, and you guys have got it all.
Well, we've got some good neighbours, really good neighbours.
But they go away, and then we reciprocate.
Of course. So you don't drive it, Annie?
No.
Not at all. No. LR, no? You didn't venture into that sort of?
No.
So what is it about a motorhome? Have you had other sort of vehicles to tow? Have you had a caravan before? Or did you just go straight into the motorhome?
We got into motorhomes because we went to New Zealand twice and hired a motorhome.
Okay.
And we really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Yes.
When we came back, after a couple of years, we're thinking, where are we going to go next? We thought, well, might as well have a look at buying our own motorhome. Yeah. So we bought a little one, a smaller one. That was actually imported from the UK.
Right.
So we bought that, had it for about 3 years, went to Tasmania in it, and, you know, so we did a bit of travelling in that. But then we wanted to tour something so we could just park up and
absolutely
and chuff off and do some exploring.
Yeah. Look, it's, I've always wanted to get a motorhome, and in fact, I think I will a little bit later on down the track, because I guess the thing I love about the motorhome is you pull up and you set up.
Yeah, that's right.
There's
mate.
No setup, yeah. And if it's raining, you don't even have to get out. You just go between the seats and you make your cuppa and you relax. And if the rain stops, you jump out, pull that's the awning out, and then you ride for as long as you want to be.
Yeah.
And having the small car in tow, that's just definitely the way to go.
Best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds. So where have you been in the last few years since you... Annie, do you know? Eric, where have you been since you've been motorhoming with your own vehicle?
Last year we did the half lap, so we went across the Nullarbor, up the middle, Uluru, Katherine, Mataranka, Darwin, Darwin, Lake Argyle, Broome, Coral Bay, all them kind of places.
You've seen some fabulous places.
We have seen some fabulous places.
Oh, goodness, you've and seen even more than some Australia.
Even Marble Bar. And which? What's a Marble Bar?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Now, what about your little fur baby here, Birdie? Yeah. How long's Birdie been travelling with you?
Since he was a young pup.
Yeah.
So since he was about 4 months old.
Okay.
Yeah, and so he's seen a lot of Australia, this lad.
And he's now three,
Three and a half.
Three and a half. So he's been travelling with you since he was a young pup. What's he like in the motorhome? Does he get a bit anxious because he's confined in there? Or how does he travel?
He's okay. He gets a bit bored sometimes, and you can tell when he's bored because he looks around and he gets up and he looks at you and paws you kind of thing. So he wants to. So we only do about... maximum we do is 300 km a day. We'll probably do a lot less than that.
Okay.
Whereas when we didn't have him, we did a lot more k's, you know, before he came along. So, but we do, you know, he's fine.
Yes.
He's good and he loves people, so that's the good thing.
And he sleeps well in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Doesn't make a mess in there.
Sleeps with no.
Fabulous, fabulous.
Sleep between us.
Fabulous travelling companions, four-legged fur babies.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got one ourselves, and I couldn't imagine not travelling with him.
No, we couldn't either.
No.
Wow, so now you've seen all those places and you're now making your way to Cooktown.
Yeah, we went to... Our first big stop on this trip was the Flinders Ranges in South Australia.
Yes.
So we did all a bit of touring around there. We stayed at the sheep station. And then we came through and our next big stop was Broken Hill, which was brilliant, you know, Pro Heart and all that.
Yes.
It was fantastic. That was a good trip.
Fabulous place.
Interesting.
And we just come yesterday from Lightning Ridge, which was fantastic.
Lightning Ridge. Yeah, Lightning Ridge is one of my favourites. And so is Broken Hill.
We didn't realise... Well, last year we went to Kibapidi, which obviously another opal town. Nothing like Lightning Ridge. Lightning Ridge knocks the socks off, we think.
Yeah. I agree with you. Look, Lightning Ridge is cosmopolitan, whereas Kibapidi is dust and flies.
That's a rough place, Kibapidi. I mean, it's rough now. So about 40 years ago, it must have been dog rough there.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Did you go to the Chamber of the Black Hand?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did you think of
absolutely
that place?
Absolutely blew us away.
Yeah.
Absolutely blew us away.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Ron Hanlon, I think if I'm pronouncing his surname right, an English fellow.
The Pommy,
all together. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, what an interesting guy he is. Yeah. So have you been to White Cliffs?
No, we didn't go to White Cliffs.
Okay.
We actually saw that on that TV show, Opal Hunters.
Yes.
And I said, well, I thought, where's White Cliffs? And I Googled it. It wasn't far from where we were.
That's right.
But we didn't go. No, we didn't go.
Another interesting place with a lot of interesting characters.
Yeah.
And again, it's not like Lightning Ridge. It's pretty rustic out there.
Yeah.
But a lot of interesting things to see and do at White Cliffs.
We might catch that on the way.
Possibly.
Yeah, do yourself a favour.
We also went to, when we were in Broken Hill, to Silverton, you know, with the Mad Max Museum and all that.
Max, another English fellow.
But we know... He's actually very close to us as well. Next county. He's from Yorkshire. We're from Lancashire. But we've never watched a Mad Max movie, but we will now.
You have to watch it.
We have to watch it now.
Well, you'll have to, but make sure you start at the start.
Right.
Because they're just making a new one.
Yeah, new one.
It's almost completed, and they did a lot of filming out there on the Mundy Plains, which was where the original...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where they started the original.
Yeah, because I
going back to it.
Because I Googled it, and it said there were a lot of filming around here.
Mm.
Yeah, not
But
well, they did a bit. We were out there for the Monday Bash.
Oh yeah,
we were out there about a week after that. They had their film crew set right out there, so they did do some filming out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, right. Some location stuff. Look, it's been really interesting chatting to both of you. And you're going to continue to do this for a long time, obviously.
Well, as long as we always say, adventure before dementia.
Adventure before dementia, and that's it. And you've got a big sign on the back that says we're spending the children's inheritance.
Yes, absolutely.
So you've got to have fun while you're able to, okay? Because life's a short journey.
Yeah, short journey, mate.
You've got to squeeze in as much as you can.
Yeah.
And I take my hat off to you. You've got your dog there to keep you company. You've got a four-wheel drive to go exploring. You've got a beautiful motorhome. And the only thing you got to do is get Annie to get a license, share the driving.
No, she will.
I'm just kidding.
I love driving, so it's okay for me. I love it.
Yeah. So what's the most interesting place before we wind this up, Annie, for you?
We've ever been to?
Yeah.
I've got to say, well, Coober-Pedy, because that's the first place that I saw that was mining.
Yes.
And I was gobsmacked by how some people live.
Mm.
Very
underground.
Interesting. Underground.
Underground. It's a nice lifestyle because, you know, those underground, those dugouts, they don't get very warm. They're a constant temperature.
Exactly.
And it's quite nice under there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about you, Eric? What would you say is the most interesting?
Well, on this trip?
Yeah. Well, on this trip.
Well, on this trip. I would say Broken Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, Broken Hill.
Broken Hill's definite, a must.
Yeah, it was.
Did you go to the big picture in Broken Hill?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. 2.5 years to paint that.
Absolutely unbelievable.
it's amazing.
Painting Broken Hill for me was great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to have to wind this up now, guys. Thank you so much for chatting to
us.
No problem.
It's been a pleasure meeting you both. Now, I have to play you a song, and it's got to be Australian because we're all Aussie radio.
Yep.
Now, do you have a favourite singer or band, Eric?
Cold Chisel.
Jimmy Barnes. Here's when you meet old Jimmy.
Jimmy.
And have you got a favourite song by them?
Yeah, Flame Trees.
Good choice, my man. And what about you, Annie? Do you like Chisel?
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yep.
All right, folks. Thank you so much. That is Eric and Annie, folks. We are at Burren Junction here at the Ball Baths, and we're going to wind this one up now. Stick around for more of Roman Oz straight after Cold Chisel's Flame Trees.
Happy just to see at a table with a old friends and see which one of us can tell the biggest lies. And there's a girl just fall in love near where the piano stands, with a young local factory out of work.
There you go, folks. That is Flame Trees, Cold Chisel, as requested by Eric and Annie from WA, and we caught up with them at Burren Junction Ball Baths. I'm going to do a double shot of Chisel, okay, before our next guest comes up, and she is Beck, and she runs the Bollin Cafe. But before that, a double shot of Chisel, favourite of mine. It's called Choir Girl.
Yeah.
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Roaming Oz, and you're on allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country, and we're in Bolin, and I am chatting with the owner of the Bolin Cafe. Beck, how are you going today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to chat with
us. Thank you for having me.
Love this little town of Bolin. Tell us a little bit about yourself first of all.
It's a great little spot, isn't it?
It's a fabulous
place. So I grew up around here.
Okay.
And moved away, and it was just a great spot to come back to for a small family, kids. It's got everything here for that amazing community, just a super active community.
So where did you move from? Because this is a small town and it's a lovely place to visit. I don't know if I'd want to live here. Where did you come to from here?
So Brisbane, Melbourne, Thredbo, we had a bit of a tour around there and then, yeah.
So Brisbane and Melbourne are big bustling cities.
Absolutely. You have to pack a push bike in the back of the car to drive to the park to ride your bike to, yeah.
Whereas here you've got it all.
Here it's just, you can choose. You can ride your horse or your bike or your motorbike, whatever.
Okay. So how do the children, you've got some children, you said. How old are they? How old are the children?
I've got a now 17-year-old. She's in her last year of school. And
right.
I've got a nearly 14-year-old boy. He's still got a bit left to go. And, yeah, they sort of grew up, did their younger years here, primary school.
So they still love it? They're not, your 17-year-old's not yearning for the big city? And
17-year-old will.
Yes.
She's very creative.
Okay.
And needs something a bit bigger than here.
Yes.
And whereas my boy's that sort of in between, he'll fit in anywhere.
Okay.
He's, bit of a country kid.
So how long have you owned the cafe?
We've been here since July
last year. Okay.
Yes. My business partner and I, we're really good mates. We had a catering business together and We've decided this is our next venture.
Next venture?
Yeah.
So you get a lot of tourists come through here, obviously.
We do. It can get pretty crazy sometimes.
Yeah. It's a bit of a sort of a central to a lot of things going on in
Definitely.
The area.
Definitely. So we're 180 to west to Cunnamulla.
Yep.
And we're about 115, give or take a K, to St George. So
yes.
We're just that good spot for a break.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, if people just do want to stay here, you've got the free park.
Absolutely.
Here.
Free camping.
Wollum Creek.
The Wollum.
The Wollum Creek free camping area, which is absolutely sensational.
It's beautiful.
And they can stay there. So that's a great spot to stay. But what is there to do here? If people decide to stay, what do they do usually?
So look, there's usually something on. It's rare for something to not be happening here. Today, for example, we've got the markets on. There's a bit of tennis. They've got the Mother's Day, bit of a thing for the weekend. Otherwise, the Heritage Centre across the road from us it's amazing. They've got some incredible stuff. And all the ladies and gents that run that just know their stuff, so they will know anything that you need to know about the area.
Great.
So that's always a good spot to go. We've got plenty of little shops in town. We've got the Nullawaka Gallery. They've got some great tours going on,
mm-hmm.
A bit of an Indigenous culture stuff happening. The hotel, always nice fresh beer there. And we've got a couple of other little hardware and grocery shops and a fabulous post office.
So you've got everything you need.
We've got everything we need.
And if you want to stay here for a few days just to chill and relax,
yeah.
You've got everything here.
Oh, we've got everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So apart from coffee, I've noticed we've got this lovely cake here in front of us. Do you do the cakes as well?
Yeah.
Do you make those yourself?
Yeah, we make everything ourselves. We've got sort of a range of gluten-free and just regular muffins and things like that. We try and we bake nearly every day. We've also just started our giant cookies, which they'll take you a couple of days to get through. They're pretty amazing. They're sort of full. They're like a big chocolate chip cookie, and inside we've got mint slice or Tim Tam or something, a little treasure inside.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I like the idea of this two-day cookie.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got to try one of those before we leave. And apart from that, you've also got pizza, is that right? You do pizza
night?
We
do pizza on a Thursday.
Right.
Just for something different.
Mm-hmm.
As we go, sometimes if we get really energetic, we'll have another night of something, maybe a Chinese or something like that as we go. Yeah, it just depends. Sometimes we get a fisho that comes through and we might go and shop up with him and and put something else.
Put some fish and chips on or something.
Something else on, yeah.
Wow, incredible. You wouldn't think there was so much to do in this little town and also with all the facilities and services.
Yeah, for sure, for
Fantastic.
Sure.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So apart from all these lovely delicacies and coffees and pizzas and so on and so forth, mm-hmm. you've also got ice for anybody travelling through.
Got ice.
And you're also open every day.
Every day. We've got a laundromat attached to us as well. It's 24 hours.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You guys have got it all sewn up. Who came up with all these fabulous ideas about the laundromat?
Oh, it's we're like just clever.
You've just got it all sewn up.
We're just, you know, we know what if we were travelling what we'd like.
And you're open, the laundromat's open 24 hours, but you're open really early as well yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, we're open from 5.30 till 3. And look, if people are still coming, we'll stay open.
Wow. So 5.30 open, does that mean you can get one of these delicious cakes at 5.30?
Absolutely.
So what time are you actually, are you baking them at 3 a.m.?
As soon as you need them, we bake them. Yeah.
Beck, you're a wonderful person to chat with. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. We're going to wind this up now. Now, sure. I always play a song at the end of each discussion, and it has to be Australian because we are all Australian radio. Do you have a favourite band or singer?
I've got so many, so many. I love everything. But I do really love I Am Australian. I don't know why. It really just sticks with me. And I've heard it sing that many different ways, and every single way has always got me.
The Seekers.
Yeah.
I Am Australian. Do you know that song was actually written by Bruce Woodley and Dobe Newton from the Bushwhackers?
Well, there you
go. A collaboration of writing teams.
Love a collab.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Well, we're going to put this on for you right now. Thank you much, Beck.
Thank you so much.
There
really
you go, listeners.
It.
This is Beck. She is the owner of the Bolin Cafe in Bolin, and we're going to play this song of hers, a favourite now, I Am Australian by The Seekers.
I come from the dream time, from the dusty red soil plains. I am the ancient heart, the keeper of the flame. I stood upon the rocky shore, I watched the tall ships come. For 40,000 years I've been the first Australian. I came upon the prison ship, bowed down by iron chains. I fought the land, endured the lash, and waited for the rains. I'm a settler, I'm a farmer's wife, on a dry and barren run. A convict, then a free man, I became Australian.
I'm the daughter of a digger who sold the mother lode. The girl became a woman on the long and dusty road. I'm a child of the depression.
I saw the good times come.
I'm a bushy, I'm a battler. I am Australian.
We are one. Share a dream and sing with one voice. I am, you are, we are Australia.
I'm a teller of stories, I'm a singer of songs. I am Albert Namatjira, and I paint the ghostly gowns. I'm Clancy on his horse, I'm Ned Kelly on the run. I'm the one who waltzed Matilda, I am Australian.
I'm the hot wind from the desert, I'm the black soil of the plains. I'm the mountains and the valleys, I'm the drought and flooding rains.
spirit of this great land, I am Australian. We are one, but we are many, and from all the lands on earth we come, we'll share a dream.
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Roman Oz and you're on allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. And we're at Thargaminda at the Shearer's Shindig and I'm chatting with Anthony Boyd Turnbull from Which Way Art Creations. How you going, my friend?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. How are you?
I'm really good. That was
yeah,
a
you're looking well.
I didn't even take a breath there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, people tell me I talk underwater with a mouthful of marbles, and what do they say about you?
Yeah, talk under wet cement with a loaf of bread in their mouth.
This is going to be a fun interview, I can just tell. Anthony, tell us about what you do. You're an artist.
Yeah, I'm an artist. I was taught when I was 16 by a great mentor and a well-respected Aboriginal artist himself, Vincent Serico.
Okay.
So he's from Cherbourg. So he taught me when I was 16 in Toowoomba. He passed away quite a few years ago now, back in the early 2000s, so I believe. I'm just not too sure what year, but he's inspired me and, and went out of his way to teach me. In Toowoomba, where I learnt, so...
So when you say he taught you, he's taught you traditional Aboriginal painting?
He taught
painting?
Me traditional to begin with, so it was just the four ochre colours.
Right.
So
what are the colours? And what's it called again, sorry?
Ochre, which is that?
The traditional colours?
Ochre white, yellow, red and black, so just those ochre colours, that's what I was taught. In that style and cross-hatching, just doing all the line work and, just your basic Australian animals. And then from there, I suppose, that lasted probably just a bit over 12 months before that sort of business went a different direction.
Yes.
And then I sort of moved on and then I moved out to Quilpie and Chinchilla and Quilpie, back to home in Chinchilla and end up going working out around Corbin. So I've sort of like worked as a labouring job and that most time, but doing a little bit of artwork from time to time. But probably in the last 10 years, artwork has taken a different direction and, adding colours because people want like those bright colours now.
Yes.
But I still like to keep the animals in that traditional
style.
Traditional style, even though all those other colours are there, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what sort of things, because you've got a stall set up here at the Shearer's Shindig, what sort of things can people buy from you?
I've got canisters, so your coffee, sugar and tea canisters. I've painted the tops of those. Every single one of them is different. We've got coasters, bread bins, I've got a didgeridoo and... small round canvases and different size canvases. Also have a surfboard.
You got the surfboard there, yes?
Yeah, surfboard, yeah.
And you got the Lazy Susans?
I call them Lazy Which Ways. because a lot of people say Lazy Susans, but because my art is called Which Way Art Creations, I call them Lazy Which Ways because you can turn them any which way you want. and I think people like that. So,
I think it's very original.
Yeah, yeah. And it's sort of catchy too a bit, I think.
I think it's very original, Anthony. Really, yeah. I do. So it's a which way. And it's basically, for anybody who's never heard of a which way, it's a Lazy Susan. So you put your food on it and you can turn it any which way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. You know, or your salt and pepper or whatever, you know, in the middle of the table. Yeah. And but yeah, I think which way is pretty much an indigenous terminology that a lot of Murrays sort of use, you know. And there was, you know, whenever I ring family or family ring me, I just go, hey, which way? What's going on? Which way? You know, or when I see a relative or a mate, first thing I say is, which way? And I get that myself from where I work. So a lot of people say that to me. Hey, there he is, which way? So, you know.
But they're calling you which way because that's the name of your business.
Yeah.
When you say that to a relative, what is that meaning to them? Which way are you going?
Well,
today?
It could be that. It could be like, hey, how you going? You know, which way do you just come from? Or, you know. Yeah, it's another way, I suppose, of saying, like a greeting, g'day, and, you know, it can mean anything you want, but it's like a greeting, I suppose. And as I said, a lot of Aboriginal people that I know have been saying that for, like, many years anyway.
Really?
So, yeah.
So when you say many years, how many years? I've never heard that term before. I thought it was something you've created, like the which way to find the food on the table. So it's a term that's been used for a long time.
It's been used for quite a while, to my recollection anyway. So and you know it's a lot more prominent these days, I believe anyway. So but you know I've called it the which way for quite a while now. So yeah.
And is it only in a particular area?
I don't know, mate. A lot of people that you know, a lot of friends and relatives, you know, especially other, other Murrays that I know, they use it in their area, and then there's some that might, you know. So,
because I was going to say, if I was to go to the Northern Territory and approach an Aboriginal fellow and go, hey, which way? Would he look at me and go, the hell are you on about?
Yeah, well, he probably might too. Well, I can't speak for anyone up that way, but it probably would be. Yeah.
So what's the area in case, because I'd like to use that and have people.
Well, a lot of Murrays around the southwest Queensland here. Southwest Queensland, yeah, and even up that way where I am.
Like and coming from a fella that looks like me, they wouldn't think I was taking the mickey or anything out of them?
Oh, they probably think, hang on, where this fella come from? What's he going? They probably look at you a bit sort of funny, you know. They go, hey, look at what's going on here.
Yeah. Who do you know?
Yeah. Who you been talking to?
So you go to a lot of these events like the Shindig and you go to other places. Where can people find your art?
This is the first time that I've been out here.
Yep.
And, but I do want to come back. I used to go down to the when I was living closer down towards the coast and that like Chinchilla and Toowoomba and that, or I used to pop down to the Gold Coast markets down there like Broadbeach, Coolangatta and Burleigh Head. I done that. That's when I was working in the mines and that down that way. You get me 2 weeks off and I, you know, do some stuff and it wasn't all the time. Done the odd one or two here in Toowoomba, and just sort of around, you know. So. Yes. Yeah, it's not something that I do all the time, but I think I just need to get back and, you know, because after all that COVID stuff that happened, you know, it just threw everything out of whack, you know, with a lot of people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, because I like meeting people and, you know, and just talking about, you know, my background and like in culture and that sort of stuff and what I know and what I've been taught and not only that, you know, and what I read as well.
Yes.
Because I do like collecting Australian history sort of books, which mainly have Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander involvement, like, you know, early settlers to, you know, and what the interaction was like.
Yes.
And just names and that sort of stuff. And, you know, and in some of those things you can even paint a story on a canvas in regards to something that you've read. And which I have done in the past, but then it's a mixture of a lot of things too with my art as well. So could be something that I've seen on the road, you know, an animal, you know, and there are a few things that I've seen that I need to paint that I haven't painted.
Can you give us an example?
I can, but I don't want to let that one out of the bag yet.
Right.
Yeah, but
fair
I can
enough.
Tell you off the airwaves.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
something
that
I've seen.
Yeah. So you want to keep this under wraps until it's done.
Until I do it, and then I'm quite happy to
share.
That's
fair enough.
Because I don't think anyone's done anything like it before. So
is it likely that you're going to be doing this soon?
Well, I should have done it probably about 5 years ago, because I've still got that same image of what I saw when I left Windora one morning, heading back to Chinchilla, Toowoomba, when I was living down that way, and it was sunrise. And there were some animals, anyway, I'll tell you after.
Don't give too much to our
don't
listeners,
give too much,
okay? You know,
someone might get hold of that and they go, "Oh, that's something that I could paint."
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we speak to a few painters, don't we?
We've spoken to
I'm trying to think of his name out at Silverton. There's a few fellows out there who paint. So we don't want to give your secret away.
No.
Not until it's done.
Not until it's done.
Now, speaking about your art, where can people... Do you have an online shop? Do you have a gallery?
No, I don't do an online shop. My stuff is mainly word of mouth.
Right.
And it's like a hobby.
Okay.
I don't go out to make a lot of money, but I probably put more money back into the stuff that I buy. And for me, it's the enjoyment of talking about my own culture and sharing that, and just meeting people and having a good old yarn and having a smile and a laugh.
Fantastic.
That's what it's about for me. And if I make a little bit of money, you know, I might be able to spoil myself a little bit, or I can, spoil, like, someone who's here with me now,
my daughter.
Your daughter, yeah. Yeah, so she's right. She don't have to worry about anything because Dad pay for everything.
All right, yep.
Yeah, yeah. So, but that's nothing. That doesn't worry me. So,
no,
you know, I think it puts a smile on, you know, family's face.
She's got a big smile from ear to ear.
Yeah, I know.
What was she hoping? You're going to sell a heap out here this weekend? What's she got in mind?
Oh, who knows? Who knows?
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, it is a birthday on the 26th, on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway.
On Sunday. Okay.
So we'll
and how old is she going to be? 22 on Sunday. Mm, I will have to play her a special song.
Yeah. Two little ducks. There you go. Bingo.
I love it. Oh,
the
mate.
The bingo call-o.
That's it.
Two little ducks, quack, quack.
We could keep this up all day, but we are going to have to wrap it up, mate.
Yeah,
thank you so much. I mean, I'm mouthful of water, mouthful of marbles underwater, and you're a
under
wet
cement with a loaf of bread in the mouth. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time. It's been a real fun pleasure chatting to you, Anthony.
Yeah, yeah. No
worries.
I'm going
to wind this up and play your song. You got a favourite Australian singer or band?
I love Archie Roach, and his song is Blue Gums Calling.
Okay.
I only heard that one, I think it was last year, and the moment that I heard it,
Do you know the backstory behind that?
No, I haven't. I haven't had a look at that. But obviously, it's got something to do with, you know, his story and that sort of stuff.
Sadly, he's no longer with us. Otherwise, I would have reached out to him and said,
"No,
give
it would have been good
to
go and see him." Actually,
absolutely.
So my other daughter and her husband were very lucky to go and see him.
Mm-hmm.
I think a couple of years ago now, the Coffs Harbour, and he wasn't well then.
No.
Yeah, but it would have been good to see him, but anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to wind this up now. Thank you so much for your time. That is Anthony Boyd Turnbull. Which Way Art Creations is the name of his business. And thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
No worries. Thanks for the opportunity, and hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much. We're going to be back with more Roman Oz listeners straight after Archie Roach's Wild Blue Gums.
Oh, I've loved you in the morning, and when the sun was going down, I've loved you in the evening when no one was in the wild blue gums were booming when we met upon the hill.
And the wild
We hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page or allaussieradio.com.au.
Tune in next week for more Roman Oz.